The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
I don't know how much time I have left, so I feel like even joining you on this mission, I want to make the days count in my life. So if I can make that count in the life of a little child, count me in, send me, I'll go. And I get to scoop them up, I get to love them, I get to hug them, and I get to say, Jesus loves you.
James, Betty, and Randy reveal singer, speaker, and author Tammy Trent's expanded role on Life Today, next.
Well, every day is exciting to us on Life Today. James Robinson, Betty welcoming you. And you may have already gotten a little bit of the information that Sheila Walsh, oh my goodness, what an indescribable blessing she is to the whole church world, whether it was Women of Faith or back with the 700 Club or singing for Billy Graham and traveling with him. She has blessed us so much. And you know, her husband Barry has just served her so beautifully at her side, really. But they got an opportunity for both. And they're very excited. And Betty, we bless them.
Yes, sir.
And you love them. So you really be praying for them. But we had to have God's leadership. Who's going to be with our son, Randy, hosting Life Today? Well, it turns out that the person that seemed to have as great an anointing as anyone we had ever seen in our life, not only here when she was here, but on the mission field, was Tammy Trent. Now, not only is she gifted to sing and communicate and write, but boy, can she get the loving arms of Jesus around the people that are too often overlooked, that you so love to put Jesus' arms around. Well, Tammy is going to be co-host with Randy. And so, Tammy Trent, we're glad to have you sitting here by our son, Randy.
Thank you so
and,
much.
And we know how much Sheila has blessed all of us. You worked with her with Women of Faith many times. Don't we thank God for her?
I thank God for her, truly. We all do, but she's been a major blessing in my life, a bit of a mentor and somebody I look up to very much spiritually. So I have learned a great deal from Sheila and her teaching of the Word. So what a privilege for me definitely to step into such a role. I feel blessed, and I just pray that when my time is done, that I served you well, and I served Jesus well, and these children especially that I have such a heart for around the world. So I'm excited to see what God is up to.
So you're glad to have this opportunity?
I am thrilled, yes. And it's going to be great for Randy. I'm going to be able to teach him so much.
No, I am actually very excited. You know, when we look at the body of Christ, it is a body. And Sheila stepped in here at a time when I really needed someone strong beside me, and she has so much experience and she's so graceful. I learned so much from her, and I'm excited for her in this new season. But now, Tammy is stepping up and saying, I'm going to give my time, myself, to minister to others here in the studio, in the field. Of course, we've seen her for years with the mission outreaches, and she's just blessed so many people. But to me, this is a real picture of what the body of Christ is supposed to do. And our viewers for years have stepped up and said, you know, we're going to do a little more. We're going to reach out, reach another, whether it's in ministry or in the missions, which to me is, it's all ministry, right? Mm-hmm. This is a beautiful picture of how we're supposed to be in the body of Christ, coming together, stepping up when God calls us, and reaching out in love. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited.
Yeah. I'm excited about it because, you know, God always has, God's not dull, you know, in anything He calls us to do. And I think it's just a new season and a new time, and God wants to do some fresh new things through all of us, hopefully. And I just think that it's going to be wonderful to see the two of you work together and to see what God brings out of that union here together on television, and the people you'll be interviewing, talking to, and then just ministering from your own hearts. And so I'm delighted that you're going to be with us.
You know, we shared as we were praying even yesterday, just together as a group. You lost your husband now, how many years ago?
20 years.
And didn't find his body. He was a swimmer, and they were on a wonderful vacation time in the Bahamas. and he went scuba diving and never came back. And they didn't find the body for how many days?
They recovered his body the morning of 9/11.
Uh-huh. And that really, what a heavy, heavy day.
Heavy.
You couldn't have forgotten it anyway. Now the whole world has marked that day.
Yeah.
And what I said to you even yesterday in our group as we prayed, this beautiful God-called, God-anointed, God-gifted woman that's going to be sitting here reaching out to you every day has walked through about as weighty a time for the last 20 years. We lost our daughter, 40 years old, a beautiful life, three beautiful teenagers that have gone on to be as full of Jesus as they were when Mama poured Jesus all over them all their lives. And now she has four grandchildren she watches from heaven. So Betty walked through that time of wait for 10 years. Tammy has walked through this weighty time for 20 years. And we're talking to people, Betty, right now who have weights and loads. You and I could share with a television audience, pray. I think probably Tammy shared with everybody she talked to. Some of you are saying, sometimes we don't know who to talk to. Believe it or not, that's why the four of us are here. That's why our whole staff is here. And you do help us love the overlooked and the least of these. And you do it with such incredible, indescribable, unconditional love. You're amazing. But see, we're here sponsored by that same compassion to reach out and touch you in your journey, perhaps of weight and heaviness, when you felt like nobody noticed. Betty, we have. I mean, how many times you found me laying on the floor just praying for people I don't even know, but I know they watch and they hurt. So we're reaching out to you right now, and we will be every day. And we try to bring the greatest expressions of God's love from all the different members of the body of Christ and the gifted called out ones with great diversity. And we just let you see the beauty of Jesus in all of his body. And so this is a time of healing for you. This is what Tammy, I believe, is going to be able to help you see. If she can live with this loss, if you all can live with the loss of a child because of the power of God, I want that grace. Mm. Now, you remember there's a phone number there, paid for by love. You want someone to pray with you, then you can make that call today. Tammy, I know that as I've watched you on the mission field, you literally transferred a tremendous expression of compassion and love that was like God's love flowing through you for all of these people in these different settings, whether it was sexual trafficking that you were trying to help girls get free from and the broken heart, or whether it was water and they were just dying of contaminated water, or whether they were starving to death. It was something was going on inside of you. How do you describe that when you're in the midst of that suffering?
There's always something going on inside of me when I hit the ground and I travel to these villages and I sit there with these children. I think that the thing that just I can't wrap my head around most every trip is that this life is real for them, and it's all they know, and they have very little, and I have so much. And how can I make an impact in this moment on their little lives? What can I do to make life better for them, easier, to lift the burden, the hardship that they face every day? And to be in those places and to realize that some of the children that I'm with in those moments might not survive another day. That reality is gut-wrenching. And to think that there's something that I could do that could actually save their life, I think any one of us would say, tell me what it is, especially if it's not requiring a whole lot of us. Tell me what I can do. And so I'm affected every time I get on a plane and go. I don't know what I'm going to see each time because it seems different each time I go. Yet the story can be the same, but it's very different. The stories are different. The families are different. The trauma that they've gone through, the heartache, the disappointment, all of those things. And to bring them food, to bring them water, to rescue them is such a privilege for me that I will never take for granted. I don't know how much time I have left. So I feel like even joining you on this mission I want to make the days count in my life. So if I can make that count in the life of a little child, count me in, send me, I'll go. And I get to scoop them up. I get to love them. I get to hug them. And I get to say, Jesus loves you. And I'm here to try to help you. There's lots that are coming behind me that are with me. They just send me. They just pushed me forward. But I'm here as a representation of so many people that love you, that want to change, help change your life and make it better. And what a privilege for me to do that. And I'm looking forward to more trips.
Well, you not only do it well, you do it with a special enabling. Mm. The Bible talks about an anointing, the Holy Spirit. He's all over you. Now, I want you to... I want you to look at these people here that send us, and they all ask, does it really work? Yeah. You've been all over the world, different places, different situations, different challenges.
Yeah.
Does their love invested in the love flowing through these mission workers that have planted that light of their life in the midst of that prevailing darkness, does it work?
Does it work? I can answer it this way. I've been in villages where they don't have food. I've been in villages the next day where there's a long line of children waiting to eat that little bowl of soup that we're ready to give them. And I see them happy. I see them alive, healthy, running around, having fun. And I think I look at those 2 days and go, it works. I can be in a village where we're trying to tell a story to raise some funds for us to go in and drill a well. I can see how they're living in that community. Get on a bus the next day and head to another village far, far away and see where we just drilled a well, you know, months before, years before, whatever the case is. And I can see them living a different way. And so does it work? I can tell you 100% it does. Why? Because I've seen it myself. I've experienced it. I've been there. I know the difference that it makes. It's not in vain.
Randy, can you see, and this is so beautiful to hear what she just said, because you do make it happen. The missionaries couldn't stay there. Mm-hmm. That's the biggest thing they said to me. If you put the oil in the lantern, we'd stay here. We wouldn't even have to go raise the money. And boy, we've done it. You've done it. We showed you the need, you met it. Randy, can you see with all you've witnessed how effective, of course, she is, but can you see how her life and her testimony can minister to our viewers that have gone through such a weight and sometimes think nobody even knows or seems to care, and you know how much we care. You know that's why we're here.
Yeah.
Mom and Dad are not looking for something to do or someplace to go. I'm constantly pouring life out and truth out on people. But can you see how she's going to be a real healing factor on Life Today television to our viewers?
We've seen it in small degrees, and I'm excited to see it in bigger degrees. There's an interesting dynamic. Paul said that we enter the kingdom of heaven through suffering oftentimes. Mm. And when people suffer, you can pull back, you know, you can retreat to your own pain, or you can say, okay, God, what do I do with this? How do I heal? How do I move forward? And oftentimes, and we're seeing it right here, after suffering, you have a heart for those who suffer. And it enables you to go in with a different spirit, with a different attitude, really with the spirit of Christ, to alleviate that suffering.
Yeah.
And Tammy's done that. Yeah. You guys have worked through that. We've all had to work through that to some degree. And so many of our viewers, they're in the same position. They see the suffering in the field. They see the children who are malnourished or who are dying of waterborne diseases or who are in a terrible prison-type situation. And out of their own suffering, a lot of times, they give sacrificially to help them. And God does an amazing thing when we do that.
A lot of times, I agree with you, Randy, a lot of times God brings so much more out of us as His children than we ever expected.
Yes.
Because just like you said, with loss, there's that instant weeping and wailing of your own heart, and you can't get past that for a little while. There's a time for grieving, but there's also a time for God to turn that grief into joy by ministering to others.
Yeah.
I know when we lost Robin, I would weep and weep and weep, and I think I have no more tears left.
Yeah.
But then one day, as God was healing my heart, I felt a difference. I began to weep, but you know what? It was weeping for others in their loss because they needed someone to encourage them and to pray for them. So God will turn those tears into tears of concern for others. And I think that's what He's done through our ministry as we are on the, we've been on the field with Him. Tammy, when we first went, I thought, how am I going to relate to these people? We had not lost our daughter at that time. We hadn't had great tragedy. But in that moment, I thought, God, I'll try so hard just to see what the what they're feeling and to know what they're feeling. Well, no, none of us want disappointment. We don't want sorrow in our life, but we live in an imperfect world and those things will come. And when they do, we need to allow God to show us. Now I have a heart that knows what loss feels like. But I can, through that loss, say, God, do something with this. Let others know that they are not alone.
I believe that's what's going to happen through you here. Do you sense that?
I do. I do. I think everything you just said, Betty, resonates so much with my spirit, too, because I think when we take our eyes off of ourselves, and I had to sort of learn to do that, when we sit in our own pain and our own disappointment and failure and, you know, just the ache of life. And it's easy to do because I think we all go in and out of those things often and just wonder where God is in the middle of it. And we're setting in it. And if we can somehow, which I had to train myself to do in those moments, to maybe visit it, but don't camp out there, and then get back up and then try to think about somebody else's need. Take your eyes off yourself and think about somebody else. And whenever I'm able to do that, it changes the circumstances for me. It's like the atmosphere changes. So I think when I get to go, especially to be with these children, where I didn't get the chance to be a mom. So there's a feeling I have when I'm there, when I get to just scoop up one that's drawn to me that just wants to rest in my arms. It's like, you know, when the group is saying, we got to go, we got to go, I'm like, just one more minute. Just give me five, you know? And I want to stay in that moment because I know they feel safe. They feel loved. They feel seen and captured. And that's what I wanted to feel like. So if I get to be a chance for those children to feel that way in a moment's time or 5 moments' time, I want that. And it helps me navigate through my own pain, wants, desires, needs. And I think that's how Jesus teaches me to keep giving to the least of these.
Well, Tammy, thank you. It is so beautiful. I think you can see that God has put us here as sure as He put Sheila here. And He's just going to bless her where she is and her husband, Barry. It's just going to be beautiful. And what God's going to do, as you can see, it's answered prayer, many of your prayers. Lord, we talked about the hurt, the need for help and healing. And viewers, if they need someone to pray with them, help them to call that number. Paid for by love. Someone pray with them in Jesus' name. Tammy, we're so glad that you're here. And we're going to see you sitting on the mission field. Where the line is there and it's been established for a while. And she knows what it's like to watch them with her dying. We're in the hospital. You even see her with a child that appears maybe the child has died. And that's so typical too often. But also when we feed them in schools, when we get them to where they're actually learning how to plant and grow themselves food. I want you to just look in, but here's the thing I want you to remember. When we go through a transition like this, sometimes it's hard for you to switch over and think, well, wait a minute. The people I'm looking at will only have a future if I become the miracle, if I become the source of food, of life. Watch Tammy, but listen to Him for them.
This is the best part of my day when I have the privilege of sitting here feeding these children. Now, this is probably the only meal they will have all day, just one meal a day. but there is so much life in this bowl of food. I mean, you can look around at the land here. It's incredibly dry. They couldn't grow their own food if they wanted to. And I know that it's because of this. This is what's making the difference in their life. I can't imagine not having a program like this available to this village, to this community, to this child. Without your help, these children will not survive. With your help, they're doing more than surviving. They're thriving because of the things that we give them, life. There is life in this cup that will change your world. God bless you, Angel. It's something so simple. I'm overwhelmed by it. I'm sorry. I get so overwhelmed by it. Just like the simplest thing, like food. It moves me deeply, the need. It breaks my heart to see that they have very little. But it also brings me great joy to be a part of such an incredible ministry that is making a difference. So thank you so much from my heart to you, Life Outreach. Thank you for all that you do. And thank you for letting me be a part of it.
Well, Tammy, you're going to continue to be a part of it. And we're going to keep putting not just our arms or the missionaries' arms, but literally the arms of Jesus around the people he gave his life for. And you really are the key. Without you, there's no way that they're sent and that they're not empty-handed and brokenhearted. This way, with a broken heart and hands able to help, a miracle of life occurs. And they see the word, Betty, in demonstration. They don't just hear the word, they see it. They see the life of God. They see the love of God. They don't just hear about it, they see it. And it's demonstrated, and it can only be demonstrated with your help. I'm praying right here as we near the end of the year, we're able to make wonderful year-end gifts. Betty and I do. We'll be married 60 years in February. We've been making those year-end gifts. We take advantage of everything that gives us a break to be the overseers of all the money God entrusted to our watch care. So I'm asking for a miracle outpouring right now. Remember, $30, $50, or $100 feeds 3, 5, or 10 children. And I'm always going to ask, Betty, you know that. I try to stretch people's thought processes bigger, especially when it comes to giving something great. I'm going to ask you to help feed, please, 10. But how about a $1,000 gift to feed 100? Now go ahead and multiply that. Why don't you help 1,000 kids? I don't know what you, Father. I don't have to try to tell people what you have given them the ability to do. You show them, but give them an excitement. Make them a cheerful giver. Make them an excited giver because they're giving the greatest gift of all, life itself, in Jesus' name. And we're sharing the source of life. And these people are coming to Christ as families, as villages, as communities, and sometimes entire nations are shaken. Would you right now make that special gift? Go get your bank card. If you want to write a check, make it to Life. But call us and tell us you're mailing it in. We need to know, especially as we near the end of the year. The need is great. The opportunity is great. Get the bank card. Dial the number. Go online. Use it like a check and make the gift God puts on your heart. Would you please do that very prayerfully? And thank you so much for your prayers. Thank you for being an answer today to somebody's prayers.
Across the continent of Africa, children are suffering and facing severe malnutrition. Lack of rainfall and severe drought has led to one of the deadliest food crises in 40 years. With food reserves gone and many areas experiencing severe famine, we urgently need to replenish supplies to keep feeding the 350,000 children who are counting on us. Through Life's Mission Feeding Outreach, your gift of love can be an answer to prayer for a hurting and hungry child in their time of need. Call now with your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 to help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. With your gift of any amount, we'll send you the Life Planner. Bound in soft-touch leather, this planner will help you in your daily walk with space for you to record your appointments, goals, inspirational notes, and prayers. With your gift of $100 or more, please request a scripture pen set, perfect companions to the Life Planner. These beautiful wooden pens are inscribed with scripture references to keep your heart focused on God's plans for you. Finally, with your gift of $1,000 or more to help feed and care for 100 children, be sure to request our inspiring bronze sculpture, Let the Children Come. This beautiful bronze is a reminder to care for children around the world in both word and deed. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
You know, I just want to mention, we'll only be giving this Let Them Come bronze, Let the Children Come, just a short time now. And it'd be really, really nice if you could give $1,000 or more. How about even more than that? Tammy, we are rejoicing that God has given us someone that He has gifted to move in, can't replace, but into this place that Sheila had and filled it. So, Sheila, indescribably well, supernaturally well.
Yeah.
We love you so much. May the flow of God be greater than ever. But we're glad you're here, Tammy.
Thank you.
And I know you're glad to be here.
I am.
And I think you're glad to see him. And Randy, y'all are going to be a great team.
Yeah.
And just thank you for being a great son and for 4 incredible grandchildren and a great grandson. So I'm sure we're going to have lots more
beautiful
coming. We'll have a beautiful wife, the whole deal. Hey, thank you for being our friends. Friends for life. You really are. God bless you for sharing life. Thank you.
Stay connected with Life Today through your favorite social media. Get access to exclusive content and news from all of the outreaches of Life. Subscribe, follow, like, and get the Life Today social media experience. When planning your future, keep their future in mind. Contact Life Planning Services today. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.